Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end.
Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Elaine's in a graft, and she's going to play this round of Chump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Elaine, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We are doing very well. We're glad you're playing this round of Chump Tui, trying to get that T-shirt. You don't happen to have a mug, do you?
I don't. Okay. I don't ever win, so I don't have crap.
Well, maybe today's
promo.
The day.
I never win, so I don't have crap. Well, Jen, you know, if Jen would throw this game, you could have a shirt.
Hey, today could be the day.
No,
you never know. That's why you play. Exactly. So
that's right.
You're going to play again. You're going to try to get that T-shirt where everybody listening is rooting for you. You know how to start the game. Go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, could you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck, Elaine.
So, Elaine, you think you've played probably how many times, would you guess?
Five.
Okay, five times. I'm just curious. All right, well, let's just call it your sixth time. We're rooting for you. You know how the game is played for anybody listening for the first time. Jen Tui is out of the room. She does not listen to or partake in this part of the game. So it is just Elaine asking these five questions. Producer Stevie stays in the studio with me. She will be keeping track of the score. There is a timer involved, so give me that answer before you hear that buzzer. When you're done, we will play a quick song so we can let Jen know, hey, come on in. It's time for you to answer the same five questions, and we are rooting for you. We will see if you win the game. All right, we're going to start with question number one, specifically Browns legend Bernie Kosar is making a public appearance at the Cleveland Auto Show. He will sign autographs Monday, February 23rd from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Did the Browns go to the Super Bowl when Bernie Kosar was their quarterback, yes or no?
No. No.
Dumb
no,
John Elway no. With them teeth.
still upset about that?
Damn.
Yeah.
It's like it just happened.
It is like it just happened. That wound will always be open if you live through it. All right. Question number two. Krispy Kreme is hoping to make thousands of customers feel lucky tomorrow, Friday the 13th, by giving away free boxes of donuts at random at various locations throughout the U.S. Now, at Krispy Kreme, they're small, round donuts. They're not called munchkins, but what are they called?
Donut holes?
Let's go with donut holes, sure. Question number three. Paramount is going all in on these Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The company plans to open Ninja Turtles-themed pizzerias in Santa Monica and Monterey, California later this year. They're immersing fans in the Turtles' signature pizza-loving culture. Speaking of those Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I need you to give me two of their four names. So two of the four Ninja Turtle names.
Raphael and Leonardo.
Question number four, Dawson's Creek. This is sad. Their star, James Vanderbeek, passed away at the age of just 48 years old. His wife confirmed the news, saying that he passed peacefully after a battle with stage 3 cancer. Dawson's Creek aired over or under 5 seasons.
Over.
All right, we're going to go with question number five. The third season of XO Kitty is set to premiere on Netflix on April 2nd.
Yes, my show. I didn't even see this.
Didn't you see it?
Not yet.
I thought about you immediately when I saw this, and I also promised you I was going to watch it, and I did not watch it, so I feel like a bad friend. So the third season of XO Kitty is set to premiere on Netflix on April 2nd. That's right around the corner, with Kitty headed to her senior year.
They grow up quick.
I'm in trouble.
What is the name? This is not an easy question. Maybe if you watch the show, it is. What is the name of the school / boarding school that she attends?
Trinity.
Like, is that an easy question for you, Stevie, watching the
yeah,
show?
Yeah, if you watch the show, it's prominent.
Okay, all right, exactly. All right, so we will now grab Jen, bring her back into the room, and ask her those same five questions in 3 minutes. Continuing on with the round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen Tui back into the room. Elaine trying to win once. She's trying to win one time this game. Elaine's
I hope it's today.
That would be amazing. So Elaine answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie, let's let her know how she did.
Elaine got three.
There you go. You got three.
Good job.
How you feeling, Elaine?
Optimistic.
Good.
I like
that.
I like that too, Elaine. All right, now we're going to ask Jen the same five questions. We begin with question number one. We begin with Browns. Their legend Bernie Kosar making a public appearance at the Cleveland Auto Show. He's going to sign autographs on Monday, February 23rd from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Did the Browns go to the Super Bowl when Bernie Kosar was their quarterback? Yes or no?
No.
Is that John Elway? Those teeth.
Does he have teeth? Something with his teeth?
Yep.
All right.
Oh, my.
Yo, my is right. Dumb orange jerseys. Stupid D on the side of the helmet. Dumb offense. Dumb defense.
What's up with his teeth?
Yeah, now I want to know.
Yeah, in my head, they're like,
you don't know.
I'm being rude because his front teeth are a little.
I don't. I've heard Tim say this many times, but I don't know the teeth.
I don't know. I'm just being rude.
Oh.
Jen looked it up.
What? What do you mean? It's 40 years later, and I'm so petty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hear from JB, who's a Denver fan. Go ahead.
Yeah.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's great. He beat us. Okay, that's fine. Question number two. I'm never going to Denver. I'm sure it's beautiful. I'm just going to just fly around it, drive around it. You know, Denver should be also banned from the show, just like that.
Pittsburgh.
Yes. Question number two. Krispy Kreme is hoping to make thousands of customers feel lucky that tomorrow, Friday the 13th, they're giving away free boxes of donuts at random at various stores in the U.S. Now, at Krispy Kreme, their small round donuts are not called munchkins, but they're called what?
Donut holes.
It would make sense. They're called dots. They're called dots.
Cute.
Question number three. Paramount is going all in on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The company plans to open Ninja Turtle themed pizzerias in Santa Monica and Monterey, California later on this year, which will immerse fans in the Turtles' signature pizza loving culture. Name two of the four Ninja Turtles.
Oh, God. Leonardo and
Raphael, Leonardo,
Donatello,
Michelangelo, the four. Oh. You can hear the pain in Elaine's voice. All right, question number four. Dawson's Creek star, sad news. James Vanderbeek passed away at the age of just 48 years old. His wife confirmed the news, saying that he passed peacefully after a battle with stage 3 cancer. Dawson's Creek aired over or under 5 seasons.
It was under. It was over.
It was over. It was over 5 seasons. Moving to question number 5. You only got one at this point? I was waiting for a tiebreaker.
Have I only got one, right?
This is going to be the tiebreaker.
I was waiting for Stevie to jump in because I'm not, you know, that's why I have her keep track of the score because it's tough to ask the question.
I wish it came down to this question.
All right, so do I. Here we go.
That makes me very nervous.
Question number 5. Look at Elaine's getting fitted for her shirt already. Question number 5. The third season of XO Kitty is set to premiere on Netflix on April 2nd. With Kitty set to head into her senior year, which I'm sure you know.
Oh, yeah.
What is the name of the school / boarding school that she attends?
Meowsy High.
That's what pretty,
kind of show do you think this
what?
Is?
I don't
I
know.
I feel weird.
Exo Kitty.
Well, she's not a cat.
They call it KISS, but it's the Korean Independent School of Seoul.
Is it a cartoon or is that like a real
it's
show?
Not a no, cartoon.
Her name's just Kitty.
Is that the one Tim watched? Or no, that was the Hillary Duff
what?
One and Pretty Little
Jen,
Liars.
This is not about me. Don't deflect because the final score is what?
Healing 3, Jen 1.
Wow! She did!
It's finally your time, Elaine. And like, what a battle. You like destroyed me in that round. Great job.
Oh, yeah, baby.
There you go. You have a t-shirt to add to that collection. Limited edition, by the way, and you deserve it. Now, after a few attempts, you get to tell everybody who you are and what you just did.
My name is Elaine, and I just trumped Tui.
Mary's in North Ridgeville going to play this round of Trump Tui. Try to make it back. To back. To back losses, which would be back.
Okay.
To back. To back.
You don't have t-shirts to say it. That many times.
Hey, Mary, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You ready to play the game?
Sure, yes.
We are excited for you to play the game. I'll get to the five questions in just a minute, but first things first, you need to ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, will you please leave the room?
I sure will. Good luck, Mary.
Jen Thanks. Is leaving the room, getting out her pogo stick at the Pogoliers! How cool is that, Stevie?
It was cool.
That was one of the coolest things we've done in a long time. That
I would
awesome.
Never be able to pogo.
I couldn't even push it down.
I
didn't
know.
Even push it down.
They
so-
were heavy. They were tall.
Yeah. Thanks again to everybody that helped us out with that. All right, Mary. So we're going to ask you five questions. The timer is involved. Just make sure you give me the answer, your answer, before you hear that buzzer. When you're done with the five questions, we'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen, bring her back into the studio, and ask her the same five questions, and we'll see if you could win. That'd be great if you could win that limited edition I Trump 2E t-shirt. We are all rooting for you. Producer Stevie keeps score. Let's begin with question number one. Charlie Puth just dropped the track list for his upcoming album, Whatever's Clever. This is going to be his fourth studio album and features 12 tracks. The album releases, by the way, on March 27th. Charlie Puth just sang the national anthem at which big sporting event on Sunday?
Super Bowl 60.
Look at that. Even the specific number. Jen, so if Jen doesn't give the number, do I have to buzz
I
her?
Don't think.
Okay. Question number two. I'm looking for any angle. Mad. Question number two. The Grammy Hall of Fame is inducting 14 recordings this year, ranging from songs by artists like Tupac, Janet Jackson, and Radiohead. Name any song by any of those three artists. I'll give you it again. Any song from any of these artists. Tupac.
Radio. Oh, sorry.
Oh, you're good. If you have one, you're good.
Radiohead, they did that song Creep.
There you go. I like that she went Radiohead on that one.
Yeah.
Question number three.
That's one of those that I think would be tough because you have the timer and you got to think of any song
yeah.
ever.
I might not be as gradual when I ask Jen. I might just get right to it. No, I'll be nice. I'm kidding. Question number three. Sad news. Dawson Creek star James Vanderbeek has passed away at the age of 48 years old. His wife did confirm the news and did say that he passed peacefully after a battle with stage 3 cancer. Now, did James Vanderbeek play the role of Dawson or Joey in the show?
Geez, that'll be a guess. Dawson.
All right, let's go with that. Question number four, this year's Puppy Bowl, which I feel like we heard nothing about, but did very well. Brought in 15.3 million viewers across Animal Planet and Discovery and TBS, True TV, HBO Max, and Discovery Plus. It was everywhere. Did you watch
options.
It? Did you watch it?
No, but my friends did. They
I forgot
were all
to watch it. I feel so
it.
Bad. That makes the annual, it makes it the annual event's best performance in 8 years. What breed of dog is the smallest in the world?
A teacup poodle or a teacup something, little doggy.
All right, we'll go with the teacup poodle, teacup something. Question number five. The third season of Exo Kitty is set to premiere on Netflix. It's happening on April 2nd, with Kitty set to head to her senior year at KISS. The series Exo Kitty is a spinoff of which popular romance Netflix film series?
Hello Kitty.
Oh, there we go. Let's go with that. And it's in time for the buzzer. So we'll see how you did with the five questions. Now we're going to grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back in. We'll let you know how you did. And then she answers those same five questions in 4 minutes.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mary's in North Ridgeville trying to make it back. To back. To back losses. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite, right in the middle of a round of Trump 2-y. All right, producer Stevie, how did Mary do?
Mary got three.
Hey, there you go, Mary.
Middle of the road.
There you go.
Three is great.
Three is very, very good. Now we're going to ask Jen the same five questions to see if you can win that T-shirt. We begin with question number one. We begin with Charlie Puth, just dropping the track list for his upcoming album, Whatever's Clever. This will be his fourth studio album and features 12 tracks. The album will be released on March 27th. Charlie Puth just sang the national anthem at which big sporting event on Sunday?
The Super Bowl.
Mary was a little more specific.
What, the Super Bowl game?
It's
the football
worse.
Game of the Patriots
she
and
said
Seahawks?
Super Bowl 60.
Oh, the number.
Did she know that one?
Yeah, she got it. Question number two. The Grammy Hall of Fame is including 14 recordings this year, ranging from songs by artists like Tupac, Janet Jackson, and Radiohead. Name any song by any of those three artists. Tupac, Janet Jackson, Radiohead.
Control. Don't make that face.
Yes, Stevie. Question number three. Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek, I'm kidding, has passed away. Sad news at the age of 48 years old. His wife confirmed the news saying that he passed peacefully after a battle with stage 3 cancer. Did James Vanderbeek play Dawson or Joey in the show?
Dawson.
Didn't play Dawson. Question number four. This year's Puppy Bowl brought in 15.3 million viewers across Animal Planet and Discovery and TBS and True TV and HBO Max and Discovery Plus.
Wow.
It was everywhere. That makes it the annual event's best performance in 8 years. What breed of dog is the smallest in the world?
A Chihuahua.
It is! Oh, nice job!
How about that?
It is a Chihuahua as we move to question number five. The third season of XO Kitty is set to premiere on Netflix on April 2nd. This is big news, with Kitty set to head to her senior year at KISS.
It is big news.
The series XO Kitty is a spinoff of which popular romance Netflix film series?
That would be the Summer I Turned Pretty.
Shout out to all the boys I've loved before.
Oh, yeah. That.
Final totals there. Stevie?
Mary 3, Jen 4.
Oh, shoot, Mary, I'm sorry.
Close one, Mary.
Close.
Yeah.
Close. One of these days.
One of these days, you will get it done. In the meantime, Mary, you know what you need to say.
This is Mary from North Ridgeville, and I could not trump Tui today.